Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Thanks for listening to 90.9 WBUR. Good morning. I'm Susan Levy. This week, delegates arrive in Boston for the NAACP's national convention taking place in a city with a reputation as racist. A professor in the School of Public Policy and Urban Affairs at Northeastern University occupies a key spot in the story of that reputation, as heard in this 1976 WGBH television report.
A group of white youths viciously attacked a black attorney, Theodore Landsmark. Landsmark was on his way to a meeting in City Hall when he was beaten by youths.
Ted Landsmark recently met with WBUR Sharon Brody at the precise location of that violence that helped define an era.
We are located about 50 yards from the entrance to the Boston City Hall. I was on my way to an affirmative action meeting with city officials to try to open more jobs for people of color and minority contractors in the city of Boston. I was attacked by a group of anti-busing high school demonstrators, and that moment was captured in a famous photograph where a young person was trying to kill me with the American flag.
The photo was called The Soiling of Old Glory. For that shot, the photojournalist Stanley Forman won a Pulitzer Prize. Ted Landsmark says that image captured an undeniable reality.
Boston certainly has a history of racist policies and practices.
But Landsmark says the city has made progress. For example, these days, people of color hold a large share of city council seats and mayoral cabinet positions. He says he wants convention goers to visit Boston's neighborhoods and experience the diverse array of people, places, and activities that make the city what it is. Because, Landsmark says, that will give the delegates a deeper understanding of the city's past, the positive developments, and the challenges that persist.
So in many respects, the city is a much more open and welcoming place than it was 4 or 5 decades ago. But the private sector has its own cultures, its own small ways of seeing to it that there's intergenerational passage of employment within families and within groups of people who've graduated from certain schools. Boston is actually a very small city where small groups of affiliated individuals have passed on privilege from one generation to the next, whether it's been within the fire department or the court system. And we have found over the years that despite a lot of pronouncements in favor of opening positions to women and people of color in the city, there has continued to be a somewhat tribal aspect. More of us who are people of color in Boston have to feel as though we are not only welcome, but that we're stakeholders here, that we are policymakers, that we have an ownership role in terms of the future of the city.
Landsmark suggests that's part of why hosting this year's NAACP convention resonates as an important moment for Boston. And he says while there's hard work ahead in Boston and nationwide, he holds on to hope.
There are people all across the United States who want to reverse the racial progress that we've made over the past half century. And sometimes when one is an activist, one can feel a little frustrated that we haven't put an end to racial injustice by now. But the fact is that there are rising generations of activists who have continued the fight, and that provides a sense of optimism.
Ted Landsmark is a longtime civil rights activist and is a professor of public policy at Northeastern University. The NAACP convention gets underway this Wednesday in Boston. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Sharon Brody.